Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
Well, Chicago, bring us back. What a group, what a band. You ever see them, get a chance to see them in the concert, folks, you need to do it. They're like me, they're not getting any younger. You need to go ahead and make that happen. 7 till the hour, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with the awesomely, amazingly astonishing Dawn Fotopoulos. Dawn shows up, folks, and she's like you. She shows up. Dawn, thank you for being here. Hidden Profit Profit is the web.com is the website. Accounting for the Number of Phobic, that's the multilingual book, an incredibly successful book. And I encourage you to go and buy this book, read it, and leave it on your desk. Don't put it on the bookshelf. Leave it on the desk. You're gonna want to use it all the time. Dawn, thanks again for being here. Wrap this puppy up for us. Where do we need to go from here?
The book is Business 101, Jim. It's all the stuff that you should have learned but that didn't learn. So the question is it worth it to spend 2 weeks of your life reading a book, even a week, reading a book that'll save you 15 years of pain? I think that's a pretty good ROI.
That's a good deal. That's a pretty good deal, yeah.
Okay. The second thing is, we talked a lot about finding a good accounting professional. There's a fabulous website called findaproadvisor.com. And what it is it is a Angie's List. It's an Angie's List for finding accounting professionals or bookkeepers that are really, really well-versed and certified in the Intuit QuickBooks platform, which is, of course, the industry standard.
Right.
And you'll see all kinds of commentary and whatever. I mean, it's just a fabulous site, and I found my bookkeeper that way. A bunch of people have.
Slow down for a second. Well, you found yours. Is that person nearby you, or is that person somewhere else?
Oh, no, that person's remote. They're in Utah.
Okay, so how do you work? Talk to people about how that works. Because my CPA is 2 miles from me. I like that.
Well, I don't. My CPA is around the corner from me. My bookkeeper is remote,
right,
so
okay.
I can send my bookkeeper all of my data, but my accountant I can have the face to face. So
what you do
is you go on findaproadvisor.com, you put in your zip code, and it will pump out.
But how do you work? I want to know how you. I want the nuts and bolts of how you work with that bookkeeper remotely.
Oh, it's easy. I mean, I do all my reconciliation. All the bank statements and stuff can be easily downloaded. She's got access to that. If she has any questions about, you know, there's a lot of standard stuff, transactions mostly that happen. I just want to make sure that the cash flow is reconciled and my AP and AR is reconciled.
Right.
Accounts payable. Accounts
and she provides you with monthly statements, quarterly statements.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. And I look at them, even if they're awful. And this time of the year, they're pretty awful because I haven't had a chance to really generate much revenue. But she does. She generates those monthly statements. And by the way, here's a big opportunity for everybody listening. Those monthly statements are gold for you. That's where you're going to find where your hidden profit is. That's where you're going to find your profitable customers.
Or where your hidden losses are, more likely.
That's right. Or where you're overspending. So if you're not sure how to look at them, you should sit down with your accountant, spend the $200 or $300 to go through that with him, because it is absolutely worth it. And then there's one last thing I'm going to give to our listeners, Jim, and that is you got to create a stop doing list. When you look at those statements, there's stuff that you're doing that you need to stop doing. You need to stop spending money on, like, useless Facebook ads. I could go on and on, right?
Right.
You got to create a stop doing list, and we don't give ourselves that freedom as small business owners, but it's super important to open up capacity to do productive things.
That's one of the things we're not good at. We start doing something we don't know how to stop, do we?
That's right.
That's a condition, I think.
Pardon me?
It's a condition I think we have. I'm like that. I admit
it's pride too. Yeah, I think it's pride too. Well, I made that decision, and And even if my assumptions are off, I'm going to prove that my assumptions are right. So I'm going to double down on bad strategy.
Yeah.
I'm going to scale my losses, Jim.
Or I've already got so much money, and how can I stop? It's called the sunk cost syndrome. You don't want that. You know, stop it. Cut it off.
You cut your losses. Yeah. And you know, that's a good point. The most successful people aren't the ones that don't make mistakes. They're the ones that cut their losses sooner.
That's exactly right. They kill their baby ideas that they love so much. Hey, Don, last thoughts. 20 seconds, last thoughts.
Yeah, last thoughts. April 15th, okay? Everybody's got to be prepared. This is your opportunity to read your monthly statements, get on top of your business, partner with your accounting professional. They're not just a number cruncher. They are the single most important strategic partner you have. Sit down with them every single month. Go through those statements. Know what's going on in your business.
Maybe
run the business with your eyes open.
Maybe the best closing 20 seconds that we've had in a long time. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Will do.
Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen, Accounting for the Number Phobic. That's her book. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.